I'd like to welcome a woman who's both songwriter and poet, and tonight she's going to read some of her poetry. Please welcome Betsy Binsta.
Should I speak? Yeah. Sounds like it. The microphone's working. Families are complicated. I've got a poem about a family member, and I use a word in it that I don't normally use, but I couldn't write about this person without using it. My Uncle Freddie. Pictures on his New York City office walls. Ducks bisect a setting sun in tidy V's, the way they never really flew. A hunter's technicolor dream. His surgeon's practice was so tightly staged that you could only snatch a 3D glimpse of him. His wide, delighted smile when he poked and pondered the workings of a tender knee. His faceless nurses swiftly moved you on from room to other room where you were prodded, massaged, injected in his mini-service orthopedic spa. My family loved his laying on of hands, the jovial spark in mahogany eyes. Bred in pre-war Galveston, he was a charming raconteur whose trophies and hunting weapons livened up the cushioned den. We'd settle into easy chairs, listened as he bragged engagingly of taking up his gun to shoot the niggers down in New York's busy streets. Frozen in my chair, I pictured him stalking down Park Avenue, shotgun softly cradled in his eager arms. My father's cultured younger brother with the wide and empty streak inside.
Thank you, Betsy. Betsy will be featured here on January 5th. One